USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Three people were killed and one is expected to survive after a gunman opened fire on the University of Nevada Las Vegas campus yesterday. It happened around lunchtime Pacific. The suspected shooter was quickly killed by university detectives in a shootout. ABC News is reporting the deceased suspect is 67-year-old Anthony Polito. Polito had applied for a professor position at UNLV, but was denied. He had previously worked as a professor in North Carolina and Georgia. A search of his home in Henderson, to the southeast of Las Vegas, was conducted last night. Sources indicate the victims who were killed were faculty or staff members. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says she loses sleep over President Biden's ability to handle foreign threats. On the News Nation and final GOP presidential debate this year, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis warned the United States needs to be ready to defend Taiwan against China. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie also warned China is a big threat and the United States needs to be ready for future conflicts. Vivek Ramaswamy says climate change is a hoax.
The climate change agenda is a hoax because it has nothing to do with the climate. That's what we have to see. If you thought COVID was bad, what's coming with this climate agenda is far worse.
As food and water supplies once again are becoming scarce, displaced Palestinians are blaming Hamas leadership in the Gaza Strip for their suffering. Alam, West Bank Radio, an Arabic radio station, spoke with Palestinian civilians who were seeking shelter in the southern Gaza town of Rafah. Israeli Telegram is reporting Abu Ali Express, which translates Arabic media into Hebrew, published the station's interviews in which the Palestinian residents blamed Hamas leadership, not Israel, for their plight. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted card to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your card donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted card to Patriotic Hearts.
A ban on assault-style weapons is being blocked by many senators. A motion was put forward yesterday by Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer that would have reauthorized the assault weapons ban that passed in 1994 but expired 10 years later. Republican Senator John Barrasso blocked the motion and argued the bill would turn responsible gun owners into criminals. Warner Brothers Discovery signed a multi-year deal with A24, bringing the entertainment company's long list of films exclusively to HBO, Max, and Cinemax after their theatrical runs. A24's agreement with Warner Brothers Discovery comes after the expiration of A24's deal earlier this year with Paramount Global Showtime, originally signed in 2019. Hip-hop entrepreneur Sean Diddy Combs now stands accused of raping a 17-year-old girl in 2003. The lawsuit alleges the unidentified woman flew privately to Combs' recording studio in New York, where she was raped by three people, including Combs. The complaint goes on to say that Combs and his associates provided copious amounts of drugs and alcohol. Combs denies the allegations of his fourth lawsuit over time against him. Today is December 7th, as Americans are taking pause to remember Pearl Harbor. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.